Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
It's 11 trivia questions on Sam Raimi's Spider-Man trilogy for my friend Luke McKay. This is Trivia with Buds. What it be, and welcome to another episode of the Trivia with Buds podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Buds. Thanks for checking out the show. If you like Marvel, if you like Spider-Man, if you like Peter Parker, you will love today's episode, all about the Sam Raimi trilogy. This was picked by my friend Luke McKay, who writes a lot of trivia for the show and listens and follows a bunch of Marvel stuff. He's always coming up with some good Marvel trivia. So hopefully we got some good stuff for him today. And you, if you're listening anywhere in the world and love Marvel and Spider-Man. If you want to find some more Marvel trivia, just search Trivia with Buds and Marvel or Thor or The Avengers or whatever you're looking for, and you'll probably come across an episode of it. We're going to not dilly-dally too much in this intro because I have a guest on today's show. He is a good friend of mine named Dom, who runs and operates High Point Brewing Company in San Dimas, California. So without any further ado, let's dive into 11 questions on Spider-Man. Here we go. Sitting here in beautiful San Dimas, California at High Point Brewing with my friend Dom. What's up, Dom?
What up?
This is the first time we've had a video guest on the show in this new YouTube format. What do you think of the setup?
Definitely high quality.
High quality, right? Not just a bunch of small tripods from the dollar store and cords leading to nowhere. It's very professional.
Not at all. Not a dog and pony show in the slightest.
You have had this brewery open for over a year now because you just had the big anniversary, right?
That's correct.
And what is your favorite thing about operating a brewery in Southern California?
I think my favorite thing is watching people buy beers for their friends. It is always fun to see that. It happens all the time.
You guys have an interesting thing over there that we can see. It is a roll of, I don't know, what is that? Just brown paper?
Butcher paper.
And people can give you money and say, hey, I'm going to give $20 for the next person that comes in that went to this high school or something. And then people can claim those beers on that wall.
That's absolutely it. Yeah, I saw it when I was traveling around the country, and it just seemed like a really neat thing to do.
Yeah. What is one of the coolest claims people have put on there that you've seen where you're like, no one's going to come in? I think I put on there like one tooth or something, or bad tooth.
That's actually the best one, because you said someone was missing a front tooth that came in, and it turns out someone actually came within that week.
Oh, yeah. It was a couple days later.
Yeah.
And you're like, yeah, they claimed that beer, and they had a jacked up tooth.
Only better because we have a Smith shirt on there, and one's claimed, and it's been there for like 8 months.
Oh, yeah. So if you're in San Dimas and you're watching this episode near the time it came out, come claim your beer if you have a Smith's shirt, and you'll drink for free, at least the first one. So that'll be pretty cool. What are some new beers that you guys have on tap here that you want people to come try?
Well, we just tapped into our milk stout.
Ooh.
And I don't have a fun name for that one yet, but we just tapped it the other day. And then Sabro in Space.
And is that what you're holding right now if people are watching the video?
It is. I'm holding it because it's going to fall off this little thing. It's Sabro in Space. It's our hazy IPA. We just tapped this on Saturday. It's a Sabro hop and a Galaxy hop combination.
Oh, man. That's my favorite color of beer when I come to a brewery. So I'm doing what they call a dry January, but if you're not, come down here and tell me what it tastes like. And then in February, I'll come just pour it down my gullet. It'll be great. Like a pelican. I'll just swoop in and then you just swoop up all the beer out of the big tanks in the back. It'll be awesome. All right. How strongly do you feel about Raimi's Spider-Man trilogy?
I'm going to give it a solid 4.
4 out of 10. Okay. We have 11 questions. He thinks he's going to get about a 40% on this quiz. And we're going to try something new. When I have a guest on for 2020, I'm going to have you write down the answers to the question. So you can number that if you want right now, 1 to 11. And Dom will be read the question. He can kind of talk it out a little bit, but he's not going to reveal his answer. And then we'll give you guys a little bit extra chance to play along if you're watching or listening at home or in your car, etc. So we're going to do 11 questions, and we're going to start with them right now. This is the first question. Here's number one. In the second film, Spider-Man 2, why is Peter fired from his job at the pizza parlor? Number one, why is Peter fired from his job in number two at the pizza parlor? Number one.
Solid answer.
Question number two. In the third film, whom is Eddie Brock romantically involved with when we first meet him? In the third film, who is Eddie Brock romantically involved with when we first meet him? Number two. Can you write on your leg just so it doesn't shake the table? Thanks, buddy. Number three. In the second film, how much money does Aunt May give Peter for his birthday? In the second film, how much money does Aunt May give Peter for his birthday? These are not easy questions.
Oh, no, not at all. Even better. We all know Aunt May had a lot of money.
She was loaded. I wonder if she had life insurance from Uncle Ben. Maybe. Number four. In the third film, what is the name of Flint Marco / the Sandman's daughter? Good luck. Good gravy. Number four. In the third film, what is the name of Flint Marco / the Sandman's daughter? Couldn't even tell you he had a daughter. Number four.
Definitely. It was Cuban.
It may be made up. Number five. In the third film, what does Gwen Stacy do for a living? Number five. In the third film, what does Gwen Stacy do for a living?
Ooh.
Have you seen all three films?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
A couple times.
It's been a while. The last one came out, what, 09? Probably over 10 years ago?
Yeah.
07, something like that?
Dude.
Here's number six. In the first film, Peter tells Mary Jane that her performance as Cinderella once brought tears to his eyes. In which grade did that play take place? What grade was that earlier play for Cinderella and Mary Jane and Peter?
Definitely in our junior college years.
I did a lot of plays in my junior college years. Real bad ones. Real bad. Number seven. In the second film, who introduces Peter to Otto Octavius? Who introduces Peter to Otto Octavius in the second film? Do you have a favorite? I like the second one the best, I think.
Oh, no. I like emo Spider-Man.
The third one?
Yeah. Oh, it was like watching him dance on the street.
Got the eyeliner and stuff.
Ooh, solid. Sexy.
So ridiculous. Sexy. Very sexy. Number eight. In the third film, what kind of club does Peter take Gwen Stacy to? Is it a disco, jazz, techno, or rock club? Oh, this is a famous scene. I hope you get this one. Number eight. In the third film, what kind of club does Peter take Gwen Stacy to? Disco, jazz, techno, or rock? Number eight. Question number nine. In the first film, which famous dead man does Uncle Ben jokingly use to refer to Peter?
What?
Number nine. In the first film, which famous dead man does Uncle Ben jokingly use to refer to Peter? If I was playing, I would say The Undertaker because he's known as the dead man, but it's not The Undertaker.
Oh,
number nine. Two questions left on your quiz. I feel like you have a 1%.
Right? Yes. Yeah. F plus.
Number 10. In the third film, how much money does J. Jonah Jameson give a little girl in exchange for her camera? Is it $50, $100, $200, or $250? $50, $100, $200, or $250? In the third film, J. Jonah Jameson gives a little girl in exchange for her camera. Number 10. That was back when we didn't have cameras on our cell phones.
Yeah, right? What were those days about?
And your bonus question for 2 points. What is Harry Osborn's father's name and who plays him in the first film? For 2 points, what is Harry Osborn's father's name and who plays that character in the first film? Those are all your questions. Dom, how you feeling?
Oh yeah, definitely. Solid throw.
All right, we'll see just how solid you're feeling with the answers when we come back after this sound effect. We're back with the answers to Raimi's Spider-Man Trilogy episode for Luke McKay. These questions were comprised by my brother Scott. They are pretty tough, so we'll see how you did, Luke, and we'll see how you did here, Dom. Question number one, in the second film, why is Peter fired from his job at the pizza parlor? What did you say?
Ooh, late pizza delivery.
That's exactly right. He was late making a delivery. Nice job. Give yourself one point. You can keep your score there. Number one. Number two, in the third film, whom is Eddie Brock romantically involved with when we first meet him? Who is Eddie Brock involved with? What'd you put?
Gwen Stacy.
Gwen Stacy is correct. Number two, Gwen Stacy. You're
so
two
good.
For two. Yes. Number three, in the second film, how much money does Aunt May give Peter for his birthday?
Definitely $37.
37 is close. 20. You were 17 over. She's not made of money, Dom. Come on.
Oh,
20 bucks.
No, get out.
My aunt would send me a stick of spearmint gum. Like,
just
that
one?
Was it. Yes, no matter what
not
age.
Not the package?
No.
Is it the same package for your whole life, though?
Probably. Yeah, she's like, this is Ryan's, and it was 15 years old. Probably. Number five, in the third film. Oh, no, number four, in the third film, what is the name of Flint Marko / the Sandman's daughter?
Ooh, Ricky.
Penny. You were close with the Y.
Yeah.
Very close.
So
you had the last letter correct. Number five, in the third film, what does Gwen Stacy do for a living?
Oh, she works at, what do you call it? This is off the fly. She worked at she works for, what is it? Where the place with spiders? And
she's a model.
Oh, and close.
She's a model. Number six, in the first film, Peter tells Mary Jane that her performance as Cinderella once brought tears to his eyes. In which grade did that play take place?
Third grade.
First grade. You were very close, just by a couple of grades. Number seven, in the second film, who introduces Peter to Otto Octavius?
It's his best friend, right?
It is.
Oh,
played by Mr. James Franco.
That's all I know. James Franco.
Harry Osborn. Harry Osborn.
That makes perfect sense.
Number eight, in the third film, what kind of club does Peter take Gwen Stacy to?
Rock.
Jazz. Jazz club. He plays the flute, I think.
Oh, my God.
It's during the crazy symbiote scenes.
Yeah.
It's really ridiculous. Number nine, in the first film, which famous dead man does Uncle Ben jokingly use to refer to Peter?
Macho Man Randy Savage.
Not far off with the pronunciation there. Michelangelo. So he probably says something like, nice something, Michelangelo. Pretty dumb question for my brother Scott. I will say so myself. Number nine. Number 10, in the third film, how much money does J. Jonah Jameson give a little girl in exchange for her camera?
I would have thought it was the cheapest, but I went with
$250. $100. And number 11 for 2 points. What is Harry Osborn's father's name and who plays him in the first film?
Only better because I wrote Harry.
Okay.
And you said that Harry was the name of the kid.
That's
and
right.
I got it wrong from the beginning. That's great. Will something.
Norman Osborn's the character and Willem Dafoe plays
that's
him.
A Dafoe.
And I love in number two, or maybe at the end of number one, I forget, when he's like, avenge me, Harry, avenge me. And the mirror breaks, I think.
Yeah, it does.
Pretty great. Pretty great stuff from crazy ass Willem Dafoe. And that is today's episode. Dom, did you have fun?
A blast.
You had a blast. You got about three questions right. You got maybe four, which is what you had said you were going to get.
Yeah, sure. That sounds right.
That's perfect. There you go. Any plugs you want to make for High Point Brewing Company?
Come on out. We have bingo every Sunday.
Yeah, I'll be here hosting bingo every Sunday from 5 to 7. You can win all kinds of cool snacks and eats and drinks and hats and pottery and glasses and shirts and koozies and growlers.
Ryan, if you pay the right amount.
And me, if you win enough bingo. That's right. Thank you guys for listening. We have one question left called the question of the day. What is Walt Disney's older brother and collaborator's name? Send me your answer at RyanBuds on social media or RyanBuds@gmail.com to be eligible for a prize. That question of the day is sponsored by Funky Monkey Designs of San Dimas, California. They do a lot of your stuff, right?
Oh, all our embroidery work.
All the embroidery work is done by Funky Monkey right here at High Point Brewing Company, San Dimas's finest. Yesterday's question of the day answer was Lance Bass for the former member of NSYNC who went to become a cosmonaut in Russia. And your trivia team name of today is NSYNC instead of SYNC. And sunk. That's it for today's episode. Thank you so much for listening. Thanks for telling a friend. We'll see you tomorrow for more trivia with me. Bye.
Life's better with American Family Insurance. because our home policies help protect your dreams and come with peace of mind. Save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.